This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Dylan Music. National Library Week is underway, even as the federal government has begun making cuts. KAZU's Amy Mayer reports California State Library says its $15 million grant has been terminated.
Ana Maria Treadwell of the Santa Cruz Public Libraries says that money brings services to people, like the more than 500 New York Times articles local patrons read every month, and the Braille and Talking Book Library.
This service ships books for free to anyone that is visually impaired, and this is also through the state library. We currently have about 183 active patrons that use the service, and unfortunately, this may be also be impacted.
But overall, Treadwell says Santa Cruz County may be in a better position than some. The libraries receive public funding from Measure S and have a strong philanthropic partner in the Friends of the Santa Cruz Libraries. Amy Mayer, KAZU News.
Thousands of Central Coast residents joined a nationwide protest Saturday against the Trump administration. In Santa Cruz, Sarah Hutto said she worked at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration for 12 years. A recent promotion categorized her as a probationary employee, so she lost her job amid widespread cuts.
We're stronger than these billionaires who think they can buy out our country, and federal workers commit their lives to doing things like protecting the ocean, and so we need to protect them.
Hutto says the protest made her feel hopeful. She brought her young son with her, hoping it would inspire him to stand up for what he believes in. People also protested in Monterey, Watsonville, Salinas, and other communities. And this is KAZU News. I'm Dylan Music.